We are reading a short passage, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. The Bible says this: "The wife of a man from the company of prophets cried out to Elisha, 'Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves.' Elisha replied to her, 'How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?' 'Your servant has nothing there at all,' she said, 'except a small jar of olive oil.' Elisha said to her, 'Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't just ask for a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side.' She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, 'Bring me another one.' But he replied, 'There's not a jar left.' Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, 'Go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left.'" This is the word of the Lord, and God's people said, shall you be seated, and then I'll pray as we prepare to hear God's word. Our Father, we thank you. This is a month of June, the sixth month, a month where, Lord, you're continuing to do amazing things in this church. Lord, as pastors, we don't take it for granted that every Sunday, God's people come to worship in person, online, and wherever they are. And we thank you because the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So this afternoon, somebody needs your word. Somebody needs the bread of life. Holy Spirit, may you communicate that word. May you release that word. Anoint the mouth of your servant. Anoint the ears that hear. And dear Lord, open doors for us that we may be of service to the kingdom because of the anointing. Master, we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you for hearing our prayer, for we have prayed it in Jesus' name. Amen. The liberating power of anointing. I want to talk about the anointing, but also I want to break some ideas about the anointing, that sometimes you believe in the anointing, and that's not the anointing. We're going to talk about the oil, especially the oil, about the story of the woman. We're going to use that as a picture, a backdrop for us to understand the anointing and why we need it today. Many times through ministry in the years that we have been in, we have grown to believe that the anointing is for special people. The anointing is for pastors. The anointing is for prophets. And the anointing is just for those who have been called to the ministry full time. But I want to say this, that though in the Old Testament, the anointing was used very specifically. The anointing was used to consecrate the priests. The anointing was used for prophets. And the anointing was used for kings. That's the Old Testament. But when Jesus came, something shifted. A dispensation changed. And so a prophecy that had been made many years ago became fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And so Jesus goes into the temple. Not the temple, the synagogue. And this is what he says. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Something shifting completely. And the Bible says this. Now Jesus speaking, and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Now Jesus was saying, what was done in the Old Testament is now being fulfilled in me. He was saying The anointing was for the priests. Jesus was now saying, I am the high priest. The anointing was for kings. Jesus is saying, I'm the King of Kings. The anointing was for prophets. Jesus is saying, I'm the ultimate prophet. And so in Christ, the anointing was fulfilled, and it was fulfilled for a purpose. So Jesus goes through his life doing wonders and miracles, got his disciples together, and they're walking together in this journey. And then much later, Jesus then tells them in Acts chapter 1, verse 5, he's about to leave the planet. This is what he says to them. The Bible says this. He says, for John baptized you with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates that the Father has set by his own authority. And then he says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. What Jesus was telling them is this, that this anointing that was there in the past, that this anointing that had come upon him, now this same anointing, tell your neighbor, same anointing. He said now that same anointing was going to come upon them, because the anointing that was on Aaron's head and beard now flowed down to his body. Jesus is the head, and the anointing falls into his body, and the body is you and me. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I'm anointed. Tell your neighbor, I don't feel it, but I'm anointed. Because many times people think that the anointing is a feeling, that you need to start shaking. Now sometimes the anointing makes you shake, but the shaking is not the anointing. Now those who come from the Friends Church, one as if you were, they are also called the Quakers. Now, those many years back, when the Quakers would sit down, the Friends, and meditate, they did not have a pastor. All of them were sitting there and waited for somebody to start quaking. And the one who quaked became the pastor of the day. Hallelujah. Now, the Quakers who are sitting here, just ask your neighbor, are you from Friends Church? Now, they don't talk about Friends Church a lot, about the quaking. But then they would sit there and somebody would start quaking, and they said, the Spirit is of the Lord is upon him. So he's supposed to do that. Now, the anointing is beyond the quaking, because after you have quaked, the Spirit needs to still be upon you. Bona si fiwe. And the Spirit is so key. Let me say something about the Spirit. The anointing is God's power that activates kingdom realities to meet earthly needs. Let me say that again. The anointing is God's power that activates kingdom realities to meet earthly needs. You shall receive power. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to do A, B, C, D. Secondly, the anointing is the power that displays God's goodness upon humanity. You know, when that oil is on your face, you shine, you feel nice. God wants to display his goodness and his glory upon your life. Thirdly, the anointing is the power of God that dismantles and destroys the works of the enemy in every sphere of our lives. So let me say that again. The anointing is the power of God that dismantles and destroys the works of the enemy in every sphere of our lives. And so you need the anointing. We need the anointing. And so there are three areas that I want to emphasize about this anointing. Using the story of the woman I talked about earlier. Number one, understand these realities. Number one, the anointing within. Number two, the anointing without. And number three, the anointing beyond.
The anointing within, the anointing without, and the anointing beyond. I start with the first one because it is a very key one, the anointing within. If you go to the story of the woman in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 2, the Bible says this. This woman had been bereaved. This woman had creditors coming her way. There was a very challenging situation in her life. And she comes to Elisha. And the Bible says, Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Except a small jar of olive oil. Now I want to say that. Because Elisha said, "What do you have in your house?" You see, so you come to a man of God, and you expect the man of God to sort out your issues. And of course, he's supposed to sort out of your issues. But Elisha, in discernment, says, "Woman, there is something you have. What do you have in your house? There is a solution you're walking around with, and that solution is in your house." Now, Elisha was anointed. He knew he was anointed. He could do anything. He could change circumstances, situations. But at this particular point, he says, "There's something you have in your house." You know, Pastor Simon, it reminds me of Moses. When Moses was wondering, "How am I going to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt?" And the Lord says, "What do you have? What is that in your hand? What is that in your hand?" And you know, Moses had been walking with that staff for 40 years. Until it became so normal. It became so kawaida. Let me tell you this. You may be living a life and you look so ordinary. You look so kawaida. But you are anointed. But you are anointed. Elisha says to the woman, "What is that? What do you have in your house?" And she said, very interesting, "I don't have anything at all." And then she remembered, "But I have a small jar of oil." I want you to know this, that the anointing is within you. Now listen to what Jesus said to the disciples. John chapter 14, verse 16. The Bible says this. He is about to leave and he's praying for them. He's saying, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you for a few weeks." Forever. The Bible says the next verse, 17, "The Spirit of truth," this Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. "The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives," where? "With you and will be," where? "In you." Then he says in verse 18, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." What Jesus was telling them was this: "I'm going to put oil inside you. I'm going to put oil inside you." At this particular time, Jesus could not have done that because Jesus needed to go to the cross and redeem them and set them free. And then Jesus breathed into them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And so they are walking around with oil inside them. Let me tell you this, there is oil in your house. I'm saying there is oil in your house. The solution is inside you. This liberating power of the anointing is inside you. And it is the same anointing that was on Jesus, the same anointing inside you. Bwana asifiwe. You know, the Bible says this. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16, if I can just read it briefly. Paul is praying. Let me actually read it from verse 15. Paul is praying for the believers. And he says this, "I pray," just go to verse 16. He says, "I pray that out of his glorious riches, that the Lord may strengthen you with power through his Spirit," where? "In your inner being." You carry an anointing. There's an anointing within you. There's another way Jesus, Paul says it, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ in you. And so this woman has a solution, but it is in her house. And she's going to look for that solution somewhere else. Let me tell you this. The Bible says that God has given us all things that we need for life and godliness. All that you need, you have. But sometimes you think you need something more. You need something else. Let me tell you this. Christ is sufficient. Christ in you is sufficient. But let me tell you this. This lady was not using what she was given. She had what we call resident power. But she was not using resident power. She wanted power from elsewhere. The Bible says you shall receive power. When Christ comes into you, when you are born again, the anointing enters you. Christ enters you. You are carrying oil. You are carrying power. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, be careful how you touch me. This power will knock you out. Hallelujah. But you see, if you don't know you have the power, if you don't know you have anything inside you, then sometimes you can do funny things. You know, for example, a lady realizes that she has no money completely. And she wants to go to town. And she decides, because she woke up in the morning, she checked her handbag, her purse, there was no money. But then she decides, I still need to go to town, and she walks to town. She walks to town. Because in her mind, she has no money. But when she reaches town, she's looking for a card, an address card for a friend in her purse, in her handbag. And you know, women's handbags are like a vault in the bank. Hello? So she's checking this and she's looking for the card. But while she's looking for the card, suddenly she finds just beside the card is 1,000 shillings. 1,000 shillings. If she knew she had 1,000 shillings, would she have walked to town? No, she didn't know. Many of us, we walk to town, we do all kinds of things because we don't know that inside us is a jar of oil. But what we need is inside us. Seek and you shall find. It is inside you. So I'm giving you knowledge. I'm giving you understanding to let you know the Holy Spirit is inside you. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father. He'll give you the Holy Spirit and he will abide with you for how long? Forever. If you're not born again, the Holy Spirit is not inside you. But if you're born again, the Holy Spirit is inside you. He's waiting to lead you, to guide you, to show you the truth, but he's inside you. So the woman comes and says, I don't have anything at all. But then Elisha gives her a way forward. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 3. The Bible says this. You don't just need resident power. You need power that is flowing. So the Bible says, Elisha said, go around. Do something. Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons, then start doing what? Pouring. Tell your neighbor there's something you need to do. You see, you have resident power, but that power needs to be connected. It needs to be released. It needs to go out. Go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. She left him and shut the door behind her. And her sons, they brought the jars to her and she kept pouring, kept pouring, kept pouring. When the jars were all full, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil did what? Stopped flowing. You know, ladies and gentlemen, God is very kind. He does not waste the oil. He doesn't waste the anointing. But he wants you to pour the anointing. He wants you to release it. He wants you to release it. You know, before you pray for somebody who has demons, pray for yourself. Use the anointing on you. You have a headache? Before you grab Panadol, try whether the anointing inside you works. Hallelujah. Put your hand on your head and say, in Jesus' name, I release the anointing that is inside me and I command this headache to leave now. In Jesus' name. If the headache persists, try again. In the name of Jesus, I command this headache to leave now. In Jesus' name, amen. I release the anointing. I release. And don't change your voice. Don't start saying, I release the anointing. No, that doesn't work. The anointing does not depend on your voice change. Hallelujah. Just say, I release the anointing in Jesus' name. If the headache persists, take 2 tablets of Panadol. Hallelujah. And continue to exercise the anointing that is where? Inside you. It will come up. It will come up. It will come up. It will come up. But look for vessels to pour in, to pour in, to pour in. I have a PowerPoint I want to share with you. How to activate 7 jars, 7 vessels where you activate that anointing. Because it is inside you. All right? Just give it to me in the name of Jesus. 7 activations of the anointing. Number 1, and there are about 7 of them. The first activation is activating divine goodness. The anointing, Acts 10:38 says that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing what? Doing good. You see, the anointing is not just to cast out demons. The anointing is there to do good, so that after you have cast all the demons and none exists, you can continue doing what? Doing good. Doing good. Doing good. So your anointing is given to you that you may do good. Bwana asifiwe. Do good. Pastor Simon, I have a testimony. You know, last month we were talking about testimonies. And I have a testimony. You know, in August, we are going to the U.S. with Martha for Lisa's graduation. I'm saying that Lisa is graduating. You know the story of Lisa? 2 years ago, she went to Johns Hopkins University. She's studying her master's as a nurse. And so she's finishing. She's finishing. I'm saying she's finishing. Hallelujah. So August, we finish Revival Week on the 9th. On 15th, we are at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, going to the U.S. Now, one of the things that was challenging us is we were preparing to get the tickets to go. And as we were planning for the tickets, we found out that getting tickets from Kenya is very expensive. So we asked for advice here and there and here and there. Then somebody said, you know, why don't you try getting the tickets from the U.K. or the U.S.? So we managed to get the tickets from Lisa herself because she was able to get the tickets on that side. But we didn't have the money because of Jubilee season. Now, that's on a light note. Anyway, we were going to get the tickets. Then the other day, Martha was having a conversation with one of her friends. And they were just talking and talking. And then here at Mazal restaurant. That's why I'm telling you Mazal restaurant is a very great place to connect. So they were at Mazal restaurant. And then one of our deacons, Deacon Mukusa, came and saw Martha there and says, hey, Martha. So they started talking. And then Martha said, but hey, Deacon, we are going to the U.S. and this is what is happening. We're going to get tickets, things like that. And then that story ended. This lady overheard this conversation. That evening, that lady calls Martha and says, I sense in my spirit that I should buy you those tickets. Now, Martha is very emotional. Ambrose is not emotional. Martha was excited. Martha was excited. And she told me, and when she told me, I said, hallelujah. But inside me, I suddenly realized that somebody had used her anointing to do good. And she paid for those tickets, $8,800. She did good. So the tickets are no longer our headache. They're already bought. We have reserved the ticket. We are going. So ask your neighbor, do you have a passport? You see, if you had a passport, we would have carried you in our bags.
Hello.
But the testimony also, Pastor Simon, is this, that God has been faithful to us. To be able to see Lisa coming to that stage where she's about to graduate with a master's in nursing at Johns Hopkins, that is an amazing blessing. And we thank God. Please celebrate with us and thank God with us for what God has done, what God is doing. And so I'm just sharing, and if that lady is listening, I'm saying to you, I salute you. Thank you for doing good. The anointing was upon Jesus, and he went about doing good. Number two, the activation of spiritual strength. I've just read that verse to you that Paul is praying, and he says that you may have strength in your inner man. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. That is the anointing. The anointing lifts you from the shadows into the light, out of the valley to the mountaintop. That's the anointing. Pour that anointing to those situations of your life. Number three, activating insightful truth. 1 John 2:20. Let me read that verse. 1 John 2:20. The Bible says this. It says, but you, tell your neighbor, you. But you have what? An anointing from where? From the Holy One. And all of you know what? The truth. There's an anointing inside you. And so the anointing of God releases truth in our lives. And sometimes you're studying the Bible and you're not understanding it. And then you say, Lord, I have the anointing. And the moment you begin to release that anointing, you read the same passage and truths jump onto you. You begin to understand the scriptures. You know, the Bible says to the other disciples that Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And their minds got opened. I'm saying, even as I'm speaking, may your mind be open. May your mind be open. May you understand truth. Not theological truth, but truth for your situation and for your circumstance. Yes, the Bible says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And there are many situations where you actually need the truth of God. And may that truth come your way. Amen? May that truth come your way. The fourth one, activating impactful breakthrough. Isaiah 10:27 says, the anointing breaks the yoke. And I'm declaring now in the name of Jesus that any limitations, any yokes in your life, any things that barriers in your life, and I'm saying I release the anointing. May the anointing break the yoke. May the anointing give you breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you this. From God's end, it is an easy thing. It's not difficult. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above what you ask or imagine. Then number five, activating strategic restoration. I like those verses because Simon likes those verses. Isaiah 61 verse 4. Let me read them quickly. Isaiah 61 verse 4. It's about the anointing where the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But in verse 4 says, these people who are anointed, they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Let me go back again. Just those are the R's, the three R's. Rebuild, restore, renew. Bonus if you were. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I will rebuild. I will restore. I will renew. You know, there are some things in your life and even in your families, in your journey of life, that are still in ruins. And you're wondering, who will change this? Let me tell you this. It is you with the anointing. As you begin to pour that anointing, it will begin to change these things. You will rebuild. You will rebuild. You will rebuild. I'm talking to somebody. You will rebuild. You will rebuild. You will rebuild. And then you will restore. You will restore. And you will be renewed. You know, I like another psalm. It's a nice one because it still talks about the anointing. But let me read it for us at this particular moment. It says this in Psalms 103. It's a praise psalm. And it says this in verse 1. Because when the anointing comes upon you, you become a praiser. Tell your neighbor, you become a praiser. Praise the Lord, my soul, All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives a few of my sins. Oh, I like that. All our sins. He heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is what? Renewed like the eagles. Bwana asifiwe. I'm talking to somebody here, I'm saying be renewed. I'm saying you shall be rebuilt. It doesn't matter what ruins are there. It doesn't matter who broke this. It doesn't matter who stole that. And if anybody stole anything from you, the Bible says, if the thief steals anything, it shall be returned to you 7 times. So I'm saying to you, it shall be returned to you 7 times. I'm saying it shall be returned to you 7 times. In Jesus' name. How? The anointing. Pour the anointing. Don't cry over spilt milk. Just release the anointing. You know, release the anointing. And don't scream and shout. I'm telling you, just release the anointing. You know, in the 60s and 70s, there was a car called the Beetle. It's a Volkswagen. And sometimes we would see some of these Volkswagens were very nice. But there was this particular Volkswagen that would pass by. And you could hear it for a mile. And it is coming. And when it reaches where you are, it goes, tua, tua. And the guy is pressing on the accelerator completely. And it is going at 50 kilometers an hour. You see, some people think that the anointing is in the noise. Tua, 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 tua. You are screaming and you are shouting. The anointing is not in their shouting. So while this vehicle is going at 50 kilometers an hour, tua, tua, another one passes by. And it is going at 140. No noise. No screams. It doesn't mean you don't need to shout, but make your shouting with an anointing. But let me tell you this. You just need to release the anointing in your quietness. Bwana asifiwe. It is still the anointing. Bwana asifiwe. When you drink tea, whether it is hot or cold, it is still what? Thank you, Jesus. Bwana asifiwe. God is good. Which number had I reached? Because I'm about to tie this up. Okay, give me that PowerPoint number. Number 6, the anointing is poured and it releases double portions. And I like this verse because Pastor Simon also likes it. Isaiah 61 verse 7. Listen to what the Bible says. The same anointing, the same portion of scripture. It says, and I like this, instead of your shame. Instead of your shame. Oh, somebody shamed you yesterday, but instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. Somebody better give God a big hand and tell him, thank you. Thank you. That is the anointing. The anointing brings joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. May that be your portion. I am saying this week, may that double portion come your way. May that double portion come your way. Even with some of your children back from school when they were not supposed to come back from school and you have a new budget, let me tell you this, may you have joy unspeakable and full of glory. But number 7, pour your oil, activate it into empowering wisdom. This was spoken to about Jesus the Messiah, Isaiah 11 verse 2. The anointing releases wisdom. The Bible says this as I read that particular verse. Isaiah 11, 2. He says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Messiah. The Spirit of what? Wisdom and of understanding. The Spirit of counsel and of might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. This is my prayer for you, that the anointing of wisdom will come upon you. I am saying that the anointing of wisdom will come upon you. The Bible says, Pastor Simon, Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom and in favor with God and man. May that be your portion. May you grow. May you don't just sit there. Do something about it. You know, do something about it. Long time ago in the Old Testament, the Bible says guys would stir themselves up. They would stir themselves up and the Spirit would move them. But these days, you know, the Spirit is in us. So do something. Tell your neighbor, do something. When you're sad, just start singing, even if it doesn't make sense. Just sing. Just celebrate. Huh? Don't sing those sad songs. Sing a joyful song. And before you know it, the sadness goes out of the window because the Spirit of anointing will rise in you and will give you joy unspeakable. So tell your neighbor, I have wisdom from the anointing. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you look wise suddenly. Some of you who had challenges last week and you're trying to get a solution, maybe in your technical world, maybe in your financial world, maybe in your marital world, and you need wisdom, I'm saying receive that wisdom. I'm saying receive that wisdom in Jesus' name. Some of you are going to be amazing innovators in this season because God is giving you wisdom. Yes, wisdom in fashion, wisdom in music, wisdom. Pour that oil. And Pastor Simon, I found some empty vessels and I've been pouring. Huh? You want me to tell you some of those vessels? YouTube. I've been pouring into YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah. I have a TikTok channel. And those who have been watching me on TikTok, thank you and keep watching in Jesus' name. I'm pouring oil into TikTok in Jesus' name. I am on Facebook. I'm pouring that oil on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm pouring that oil. And just the other day, I'm now on Spotify. I'm pouring the oil in Jesus' name. And I'm not apologizing. I am pouring this oil because these vessels will be filled in Jesus' name. And this week, on all the platforms totally, Pastor Simon, we have now hit the 60 million views. I am pouring. And we are looking for 100 million. And we are getting there because I'm pouring. Now look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, where are you pouring your oil? Hello? Now stand on your feet as I tie up this message for us. Are you learning something?
Yes.
Is God ministering to you?
Yes.
God is good?
All the time?
I want to say the third thing, the anointing beyond. Tell your neighbor, anointing beyond. This is where the anointing now impacts people that you'll never meet. Touching lives that you'll never even know you touch them. So the last verse, verse 7. She went and told the man of God and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. What God is saying is this. This anointing, Pastor Simon, should not just stay inside you. And you walk around with it. He's saying, find vessels. Pour it in vessels. Pour it in vessels. And Simon, I know you because you are pouring your life in so many places. You're just pouring, pouring, pouring. Pastor Edith, pouring, pouring, pouring. With a lot of joy. Pouring, pouring, pouring. While she's running on the road, she's pouring, pouring, pouring. Hallelujah. I don't know why she did not go for the marathon this morning. But she's pouring, pouring, pouring. She needed to be here so that she could lead our service. God is good. So look at your neighbor one more time. Where are you pouring this oil? Ask them another one. Are you actually pouring anything?
But as you pour the oil under the power of the Holy Spirit, God is going to do amazing things. I had a story the other day. My mom is here, Mrs. Tiga. And yesterday they went to visit one of our old mothers, Margaret Mutiso. And I was told that when they went to visit, Mom Tiga and other mothers of the age of Margaret Mutiso, when Margaret Mutiso saw them, she just broke down and cried. She cried. She had not seen these friends for a long time. And their visit poured into her fresh oil. And I know she will go even farther because of that visitation. And so some of the visitations you make are part of your pouring oil into people's lives. When you're doing good, pouring oil. When you're paying bills for Pastor Simon, like I'm paying for you, the shawarma. I am pouring oil. I'm doing good. May that be your portion. You have no idea the impact that will come, because it will come. Acts 1:8, as I finish, says this: you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and then you shall be my witnesses where? In Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Impact. When we were leaving Mombasa, and we were going to the airport, we passed security, and then we passed where you get the ticket. And so I was sitting in front. Pastor Regan was in the back seat, so he was going to pay. So he pushed down the window and was about to pay. And this lady who was about to receive the payment saw me in the front seat. And she says, "Pastor Ambrose, I see you on TikTok. Please release a blessing." So I just turned and I said, "I bless you in Jesus' name." And she said, "You're not paying this. This is on me. I am paying. I am paying." Tell your neighbor, impact. So if you're on TikTok and you see me, you're not obligated to pay me anything. But that was spontaneous. I pray that your impact will be seen far and wide. And many of you are actually having an impact. Some of you just don't have the chance to tell us on Sunday like this. You are having awesome impact. May you continue releasing that impact in Jesus' name. If you receive this, you better give God a big hand. Tell him thank you. Come on, somebody. Better give God a hand and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Kinetti, come up as we pray here. We thank God. It was also a joy to go with Pastor Kinetti to Mombasa. Had a good time with him. And he was able also to bring his wife, Kate. Just had a fantastic time. Let me remind you, the divine frequencies. The divine frequencies at 50. A devotional for 50 days. I pray that you will connect, but also share with others. Pastor Simon, that booklet about the World Cup, please, don't just buy it for yourself. Buy it for others. For your boss, for your office, for your friends. While they're enjoying World Cup, may they get a message about Jesus Christ concerning World Cup. And one of the things I say in that booklet was this. Jesus said, when he was going to the cross, he said, "Lord, let this cup pass from me. Let this cup." But that cup was the World Cup. That World Cup, God could not allow it to pass. And God was saying, "Play this match and win it. Because the world will be found by Jesus Christ." So, may the African team win. Jesus' name. Pastor Kinetti, just come. Okay. All right, we have some visitors, missionaries from Rose Point Church, Cross Point Church. I believe that is in Kansas. Are you here? Please just lift up your hands. We bless you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Amen. I know in the U.S. they play a different football. It's called American football. And there's a team there called the Kansas Chiefs. You know them? Hallelujah. God bless you. Thanks for coming. Bwana asifiwe. Pastor Kennedy. Karibu and release us. And God bless you in this week in Jesus' name.
Amen. Come on, somebody. Let's celebrate the King of Kings. Hallelujah. 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 Baba. Wa mbinguni nyosha
mkono wako
watu wote. These guys are very enthusiastic. Lena wal. Okay, let's go together. They are very enthusiastic. One more time. Baba wa mbinguni
Yosha
mkono
wako
watu the anointing within, the anointing without, the anointing beyond. Take a moment this afternoon to receive this word. It's a great message. And it all starts with a small jar of oil. And I'm speaking to someone this afternoon who is saying, I only have a small jar of oil. And that is what the Lord wants to use. Earlier in the first service, our senior pastor reminded us that we must get rid of the scarcity mentality. We must get rid of the mind that says, I have nothing at all. And instead get to that mind of saying, I have something. No matter how small it is, I have something. And somebody just wants to move from that. Somebody wants to shift. Take a moment and just say, Lord, I want to shift from saying, I have nothing. It begins by saying, I have something. Begins by believing that you have something. I have something. And this is a very special year for Parklands Baptist Church. We are talking about the Jubilee, the Jubilee, the Jubilee, the Jubilee. There is a special Jubilee anointing. And it will transform somebody's life. Somebody who is saying, I have something. I have something. It could be as small as a little jar of oil. But that is what we want to bring before the Lord and say, Lord, this something that I have. And senior pastor, as you are preaching, I was thinking about my bank account. And you know, we are in that month where we file returns. And I was looking at, just reflecting, what normally hits my bank account by the end of the year. Currently, at around 2 million, thereabout. But as I was seated there, I was thinking, you know, you preached, the passage talks about the company of prophets. And I am in that company of prophets. And I don't want to leave debts for my wife, should the Lord call me home. I want to leave something. I want to leave the beyond anointing. That's what I want to leave behind. And I was just thinking, can my bank account hit 50 million? That's what I was thinking about. Can the bank account of a pastor hit 50 million? And we're asking from where? But as I was seated there, I believe one day my bank account will hit 50 million. And I am laying that claim in this year of Jubilee. And I actually did a very quick calculation. It's not a lot of money. I just need to be hitting about 4.2 million a month. That's not a lot of money, Pastor Simon. It may not come from Paki, but it can come from somewhere. Because I have a small jar of oil. And the Lord is able to multiply that. He is able to move that 2 million one time to hit 50 million. It's just a turnover. And somebody is here, you are doing business, and this year you are trusting God that your business hits a turnover of 50 million. This is the year of Jubilee. Receive it in Jesus' name. Maybe you are here and you are saying, I just wanted 50,000. Another one is saying, I just wanted 500,000. Somebody is saying, I just want a 5 billion. Kwani, those people cannot be found in Parklands Baptist Church. Who said they, who told you? Olisikia wapi? Those people can be found in Parklands Baptist Church. Somebody give the Lord glory. And so I want to speak to hands that are trusting God for a turnover in their lives. Men and women who are saying, it's a small oil, but it can turn around into something big. I am even believing God, Pastor Simon, with you, that we can just get somebody here in this season. They just wire 50 million to our account for the Jubilee season. Those men are not found in other churches. Those women are not found in other churches. They are also found in Parklands Baptist Church. Because the same anointing that is out there, I think there is an overflow here in Jesus' name. We are going to tap into it. And we are going to receive a testimony very soon of what the Lord is going to do through us and among us. As I bring this to a close, you're there and you want to agree with someone. You're saying, I have that small jar of oil, but I am trusting God for something big, something real. Just come to the front as I make this prayer in Jesus' name. Baba Wambi. At the pavilion, you can step to the front. There is somebody there. They will pray with you. Nyosha. You're saying, this year I want to tap. I want to tap into that grace. This is the year of Jubilee. You are making a demand. Make a demand to the anointing of this year. And I'm talking to somebody who is trusting God for a turnover. Your turnover has been 10 million. Your turnover has been 3 million. You are saying, I want to trust God for a figure that is commensurate to the anointing that is available in the house of the Lord today. In Jesus' mighty name. Worship team, just continue. Just continue. In your come with a demand in your mind. You are saying, Lord, in this year of Jubilee, I am going to tap into something. Something is going to change in my life. Something is going to come around. Something new in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Baba wa mbinguni, Baba kweli wa mbinguni, nyosha, nyosha mkono wako, e watu, e waone kweli wa lisi. This is a statement of faith. You are not coming to me, you are coming to this great anointing that is available. You are not coming to me, you are just saying, this anointing is available. in the name of Jesus. And our senior pastor is raising his hands over you. Our associate pastor is raising his hands over you. Pastor Regan is here raising their hands over you. And there is a covering for this Jubilee season. In Jesus' mighty name.
Wow.
Now, make that demand now in Jesus' name. Start making that demand. Make that demand now in Jesus' name. Speak that demand to the Lord. Speak it now in Jesus' name. Speak it out. Just speak it out. I can see some people up there. Just start speaking it now. Speak it out. Speak it out to the Lord. Open your mouth and speak that demand. Make that demand now in Jesus' name. There is a special anointing this year, and we are not going to allow it to pass us by. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We thank you for the special anointing that is in this season. We thank you. Come on now, just speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Remember that this anointing is resident in you. It is resident in your life. Remember that this anointing must flow from you. Remember that this anointing must go beyond you. And now just make that demand in Jesus' name. Father, we are saying that in this season, we are going to receive new testimonies. We are going to receive testimonies. We are going to receive testimonies of overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you have given us a word. You have called us to consecrate this year. You have called us to set apart this year for a special moment. And right now, Lord, we release this anointing in the name of Jesus. This month is a month of impact. It's a month of receiving a special anointing. And Lord, these men and women who have made a step, those who are online, those who are in the pavilion, who have stepped forward, like this woman who had a little oil in her house, Lord, they have come with that little oil. It is in different shapes. That little oil is in different shapes. That little oil is in different shapes, oh Lord. But what you did for this woman, you are doing for somebody in Jesus' mighty name. You are doing for someone in Jesus' name. You are doing for someone in Jesus' name. You are doing it for a family. You are doing it for an individual. You are doing it for a marriage. Lord, you are doing it for a business in the name of Jesus. You are doing it for somebody who is in employment. You are doing it for somebody who doesn't have a job right now, but because they have that CV, because they have that skill, because they have that gift, they have that talent, oh God, you are doing it for them in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, now we release this anointing. We release this anointing upon your people. We release this anointing upon your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and receive this anointing now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. May you come back with a testimony and say, oh, God has done it for me. God has done it for me. Father, we release this blessing over your people, and we declare that as we celebrate 50 years, Lord, let there be multiples of 50s of blessings upon the lives of your people. We declare multiples of 50s upon the lives of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. There is nothing that is impossible. Nothing is impossible with you, Lord. And so I declare that on Monday you are activating divine goodness. On Tuesday you are activating supernatural strength. On Wednesday you are activating insightful truth. On Thursday you are activating impactful breakthrough. Yes, even on Friday you are activating strategic restoration. On Saturday you are activating double portions over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive this word, oh God. And on Sunday, we are activating empowering wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. And now we receive the open heavens. We receive the open heavens. We connect with the open heavens in every sphere of our lives. Something has just taken place now in the spiritual realms. And so if you believe it, just give the Lord a mighty hand clap. Come on, celebrate your victory. Come on, somebody celebrate what the Lord has done for you. Yes, whatever the Lord has done is permanent. Whatever the Lord has done is permanent. It is done in Jesus' name. Receive your testimony now. Receive your testimony now. Receive your testimony now. Yes, somebody believe it. Receive your testimony. Come on, somebody. Receive your testimony now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. And thank you for your blessing. For we pray all this, believing and trusting in Jesus' name. And somebody say, somebody say, and now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and throughout the week and forevermore in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. May you have a breakthrough week in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.